Welcome to the OU Daily and to Hillam's Metaphysics Phone Call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the third day of the month of Sivan and on the 47th day of the Omer. I'd like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and as always, you can view them prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call, and the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Eli Babich, Mora d'Asra of the Fifth Avenue Synagogue in Manhattan, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Babich reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed, their chapters 20, 27, and 100, and concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim and Acheinu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Babich.
For organizing today's call, and the Orthodox Union, the OU, for its leadership during this difficult and unusual time. Dovid HaMelech, King David, experienced many challenges during his lifetime. He may have achieved great things. He may have developed a lasting influence, but it wasn't without sacrifice. It wasn't without difficulty. During each of the various struggles King David experienced throughout his lifetime, he composed a chapter of Tehillim, Psalms, to help him through the hardship. He turned to Hashem and beseeched the Almighty for assistance to carry him through the ordeal. The commentaries write that King David's intent in composing the book of Tehillim was not only for himself. Rather, he imagined that it be utilized for future generations, when they themselves enter a period of trouble. In life, the best way to learn something is by having a model, by watching someone else who underwent a similar experience. So King David desired to give us all a glimpse into his inner life, to see all the various trials and tribulations he experienced, and to observe how he consistently reached out to Hashem during his distress, and ultimately how Hashem came to his aid. Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch writes that to persevere through a difficult situation, to develop the resilience needed to survive, one needs hope. One needs to be able to believe in a better tomorrow. And what the book of Tehillim really is, in essence, is a book of hope. King David wanted to provide us with a place to turn when experiencing duress. He wanted to give us something to hold on to during our darkest hour. He intended that we use the book of Tehillim as a model and as a guide what to do during times of difficulty, and how to hold on to the belief that the sun will shine again in the future. Who was King David's model? Where did King David himself get the inspiration to persevere, to trust in Hashem, and to hope for a better future? We are about to recite Tehillim chapter 20, and in the beginning of the chapter, it says as follows. Lamnatzeach mizmor laDavid, ya'amcha Hashem biyom tzara, yisagevcha shem Elohei Yaakov. May the Lord answer you on the day of distress. May the name of the God of Yaakov, Jacob, elevate you. King David makes reference to Yaakov Avinu, Jacob our forefather. The God of Jacob should elevate you. Rabbi Hirsch explains that Yaakov, our forefather, also experienced many trials and tribulations during his lifetime. Yet he consistently turned to Hashem and prayed for a better tomorrow. Rav Hirsch says that Yaakov, our forefather, was King David's inspiration for perseverance. Yaakov served as King David's model regarding how to deal with trials and tribulations. The Jewish people have a long history of fighting through times of difficulty, turning to Hashem in times of need, and never giving up hope. And we are living through a difficult time. I think one of the most challenging aspects of our current situation is the lack of control we may feel we have over the situation. There is not much we can do practically other than to follow the rules of social distancing and to quarantine ourselves. Our physical options are limited. However, King David taught us that although our physical options may be limited at times, our spiritual options are not. And no matter how difficult, how challenging, how overwhelming a situation may be, the book of Tehillim taught us that there is always hope. One must believe in the possibility for a better tomorrow. This is the sacred tradition that King David taught our nation and is what kept us vibrant throughout the ages. However, for this to happen, we must look to heaven for assistance, just like our ancestors did throughout history. Please God, may these challenging times pass quickly. May those who are ill experience a speedy recovery, and may our nation and the entire world experience health and happiness. We will now begin by reciting certain chapters of Psalms, Tehillim. We'll begin with chapter 20, Perek Chaf. Lamnatzeach Mizmor LeDavid, Ya'amcha Adonai B'yom Hara, Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Ya'akov, Yishlach Ezrachach Mikodesh, Mitzion Yisadecha, Yizkor Kol Minchosecha, V'lavcha Yidashna Sela, Yiten Lecha Kilvavecha, V'chol Asafcha Yimalei, Niranana Yishuasecha, V'shem Eloheinu Yigdol, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishavosecha. Ata Yedati, Ki Hoshia Adonai Mishicho, Ya'aneo Mishmei Kodsho, Digburoth Yisha Yimino. Ela Barechev Ve'ela Basusim, Ba'anachnu V'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir. Hema Karu V'nafalu, Ba'anachnu Kamnu V'nis Odad, Adonai Hoshia, Hamelech Ya'aninu Siyom Koreinu. Perek Chaf Zayin, Chapter 27. L'David, Adonai Ori V'yishi, Mimi Ira, Adonai Ma'oz Chayai, Mimi Efchad. Dikrov Alai Mirayim, Le'achol Es Tisari, Sarai Ve'oivai Li, Hema Chashlu V'nafalu. Im Tachaneh Alai Machaneh, Lo Yira Libi. Im Takum Alai Nochama, Gezof Ani Voseach. Acha Sha'alti Ne'eis Adonai, Otsa Avakesh, Shifti Ve'eis Adonai, Kol Yimei Chayai, Lachazof Benom Adonai, Uvaker Ve'eicha Lo. Ki Yitzpeneni Tesukho V'yom Ra'ah, Yastireni, the Sefer Ohalo, the Tzor Yeromemeni. Vata Yerum, Moshi, Ahoivai, Sivivotai, the Ezbacha, Boholo, Zivche, Sirua, Ashira, the Azama, Ladonai, Shma Adonai, Koli, Ekra, the Chanini, the Anini, the Cha Amalibi, the Shufanai, Es Panecha, Adonai, Avakesh. Al tasper panecha mimeni, al tas ba'af avdecha, ezrasi hayisa, al tetsheni ba'al ta'azveni, Elohei yish'i. Ki avi v'imi azavuni, v'adonai ya'asfeni. Vareni Adonai darkecha, v'necheni ba'orech mishor, laman shorarai. Al tetsheni v'nefesh tarai, ki Kamu vi is a checker, vi feach hamas. Lule hamanti, zeros betuv Adonai, te'eret chayim, kavei el Adonai, chazach bi'ameis libacha, te'kavei el Adonai. Parak Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir hamalos, mimamakim krasicha Adonai. Adonai Shema Dekoli, Tiena Oznefa Kashvos Lakol Tachonunai, Tim Avados Tishmor Yah Adonai Ni Ya'amun, Ki Imcha Haslicha, Leman Tivare, Kivisi Adonai Kivisa Nafshi, Bilizvaro Hochalti, Nafshi Ladonai Mishomerim Laboker, Shomerim Laboker, Yachal Yisrael El Adonai, Ki Im Adonai HaChesed, Beharbe Imo Fidus, Zuhu Yifte Es Yisrael, Mikol Avonosa. We will now recite the Mishaber Chacholim, the prayer for those who are ill. Mishaberach Avosenu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov, Moshe Aharon David Ushlomo, Vimoseno, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Vilea. Who you bereft, we repay, S. Tisoch Sha'ar Hole Yisrael. Ba'avur Sha'anachnu Nispalim Ba'avuram. Tiskarze, Ha'kadosh Baruch Hu Yemalei Rachamim Alehem. Lachlimam ulreposam, lachzikam ulchayusam, v'yishlach lehem refuah shelema, min ha'shamayim refuah ha'nefesh refuah ha'guf, v'chol ivareihem v'gideihem, hashta ba'agla v'zman kariv v'namar amen. We will now recite the Achenu. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanusimim b'tzara u'v'shivya, ha'omdim bein bayam u'vein bayabasha. Hamakom yirachem aleihem, v'yutiein mitzara lirvacha, me'afela la'ora, mishibud l'geula, hashta ba'gala, v'zman kariv, nomar, amen. I wish everyone a wonderful day, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Babich. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered l'tova, and may the Rabbonish Olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Wednesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, for words of inspiration from Rabbi Aaron Feigenbaum of the Irving Place Minyan in Woodmere, New York. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.